She loves me long, she loves me strong, she rules me and I like it. I guess it's just a part of nature's plan. A man likes to rule in his own castle. I lay down the law, she smiles and then agrees. She waits until I'm through and then she does what she started to, because she knows she can walk all over me. My baby knows she can walk all over me.
Are you sure you weren't drinking? Maybe just one drink?
Well, I went down on Old 7th Street, thought I'd have some fun. Along came a big policeman, should have seen the wine I was from. Whiskey till you can hardly stand. Here comes a big fat mama looking for a man. Hey ho, here we go, gonna get drunk again. Hey ho, here we go, drinking our wine and gin. Next morning and you ain't got no dough. Well, you look for the big fat mama, that gal is gone and blowed. You go down to the corner, you buy them all a drink. Here comes that big old copper and throws you in the creek. Hey ho, here we go, gonna get drunk again. Hey ho, here we go, drinking our wine and gin.
Evacuate the city. Take food and water and extra clothing with you. All major highways have been marked to lead you to shelter and welfare centers in the hills.
A lot of talk going on about these unidentified flying objects flying around all across the country and in the towns. Looks like it's going to be impossible to keep a panic down. But if you see a UFO boy or something unidentified flying around, you better keep your mouth shut, or they're going to prove for sure you ain't nothing but a nut. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. My old hounds barked. They began to growl. I rushed out. Thought something was on the prowl. I saw this here shining like object. Lights flashing all around. Thought a meteorite done hit the town. I stuck up on this thing. It was a ship, all right. Heard that hissing sound. I moved in for a closer look. Didn't see nothing. Done gone, man. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. I was out hunting with my .22, and this here UFO come flying through. I took one shot, and the bullet went zing. And I looked again, but didn't see a cotton-picking thing. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. It could be Uncle Martin from Mars, or some celestial being from some faraway stars. But here's a bigger blast. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. Swamp gas. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. There's a lot of folks who saw this here thing. Pictures were taken. Police all around, reporters for the mobs. They even sent a special intelligence man down. He checked all these stores in town and looked all around. And he called a special news conference. And somebody said, "What do you say, man?" He said, "Well, I've checked all these stores in town, and I've looked all around, and I've come to this conclusion at last. You people's been seeing swamp gas."
This is KFAT in Gilroy, the garlic capital of the world.
Come see to shining sea.
Hospital bed, clean and white. A soldier is dying for freedom tonight. For he paid the price that is full and complete. He gave up his eyes and his hands and his feet. Just what did he do to deserve such a wrong? He fought for his country against the Viet Cong. This young, gentle soldier, so fresh from the farm, who found it revolting to kill or to harm. He shot no civilian, no woman with child. He lived by the Bible, gentle and mild. That he trusted people was his big mistake, and it was the last one that he'll ever make. He heard a child crying and went to its aid. It lay in the sun, out of reach of the shade. And this was the bait that they used for their trap. A bomb had been tied to the small baby's lap. Just one gentle touch and the damage was done. A wild blinding flash tore the light from the sun. A soldier lay wounded, a baby lay dead, and somewhere a mother in shame hung her head. At home people say, with the wisdom of fools, this war should be fought by the Queensberry rules. But why can't they see what the Cong understands, that triggers respond to the smallest of hands? So now we have come to this moment of truth. What price shall we pay for the lives of our youth? Do we say that they are expendable pawns, conceived to enjoy but a handful of dawns?
America.
Speak up, if you will, sir. What flag do you fly? Do you say let's kill them but don't let them die? Do you say let's bring home our planes and our tanks and fight them with guns that are loaded with blanks? Alone on a hospital bed wet with blood. A soldier is dying, recalling the mud, the harsh smell of death as his buddies got theirs, the wild, futile feeling that nobody cares. Is there one among us, so all-powered odd, to think he's prepared to impersonate God? Speak up. I've a well-vested interest, you see. The soldier that's lying here dying is me.
From sea to shore.
Communications Commission stated that this was obviously a well-organized, well-planned hoax.
You may now be seated. Fool's Paradise here, Saturday afternoon tradition, a two-hour excursion to nowhere. Broadcasting live from our fur-lined fallout shelter, yes, miles below the Earth's crust, and presenting the unsung heroes of rock and roll at 45 RPM. We spread the grease each Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., two broadcast hours of the Bob, Slop, and Schlock. Yes. And sometimes music with a message. Tony Scott, the gentle soldier. That's what we call in the business a little over the top. That's out of Augusta, Georgia, there on the Dale record label. And thank you for the magic, Tony Scott. Before that, a cautionary tale from the Spacewalkers. Swamp gas, boy. Swamp gas. That's on the UFO record label out of Bakersfield. There are a couple super weird, great records out of Bakersfield. This is right up there with them. Wino Blues, before that, Lester Rose and the Tennessee Roadrunners. And that's from the pen of Tennessee, the Tennessee Rambler and Tumbleweed Turner. All there on the Arlen record label at Los Angeles. My Baby Walks All Over Me, Johnny C. That's on the Phillips record label. Jimmy James at the top, Too Many Miniskirts. His message there on the Bandbox record label out of Denver, Colorado. We've got the Tempest Storm Memorial Playlist and Comments column. Yeah, that is up and running. The fabulous 4D girl herself, there in all her glory, should you want to investigate. And as Michael Shelley and others have mentioned, the great Lloyd Price passed away. And it was just a few short years ago that both Michael and I had the opportunity to interview him almost for the whole show. At least 90 minutes of talking to him. He was, he had incredible recall, and wow, what a privilege and honor it was to talk to the great Lloyd Price. So do check that out, the archived show with Michael Shelley and Lloyd Price. And let's spin a couple of his amazing specialty records. So many incredible 45s from him, especially early in his career. So let's play a couple. Well, let's make it three Lloyd Price sides in a row here to honor the late, great Lloyd Price. Here on the Fun 91 at WFMU.
You come down and maybe they'll find They better come on out here and buy it from me. Cause frog legs, frog legs, I'm your frog leg man.
We pause now for station identification.
Bold, brassy, and unmistakably sassy.
Oh, yeah.
This is listener-supported radio like you've never heard it before. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Yeah.
exactly to remind you right here, baby, that Monday night, group of boys, Sarge King, and the Boogie Masters will all be in the Nashville in the Powhatan Cutter High School for a big program in Powhatan, South Bend. We'll be down there with a great big program, one of the finest that you ever seen in your whole put together. Wednesday, we'll be in the San Augustine Cutter High School for a retail engagement in San Augustine, Texas. And Friday night, we're supposed to be someplace, but I left a date at home and don't remember right now where it'd be. But that's all right. I'll get to it Monday and be telling you about it Monday when we're on the radio. I'll tell you for sure Monday where we're going to be. I know we're going to be putting on a program someplace. I guarantee you it's going to be a good program. Like Wholesome Bread is good. That's right. The program will be good. Look wholesome, be wholesome, buy Wholesome Bread too.
Won't you tell me, pretty baby, don't you want a man like me? Won't you tell me, pretty baby, don't you want a man like me? I could make love, pretty baby, just you wait and see. I ain't got no money and I'm not 6 feet tall. But I can love you, pretty baby, with my back up against the wall. Tell me, don't you want a man like me? Tell me, don't you want a man like me? I can make love, baby, just you wait and see. Don't you want a man like me, baby? Don't you want a man like me, baby? I can make love. I wanna make love. I wanna make love to you. Don't you need a man like me? Tell me right now. I wanna know right now. So tell me, please, babe. Don't you need a man
like me? Well, that's all the time we has on the radio for two. Remember, next Saturday we'll be back again from 4 to 5 instead of right after the football game. This is the Groovy Boy, baby, right in the car with a little Groovy Boy, Kid of a Kid, Shreveport, Louth, Banana. Don't forget to look wholesome, be wholesome, and buy wholesome bread, too. In a new Irish red plastic coated wrapper. If the good Lord is willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll blow the horn Monday between 4 and 5. You just remember to blow the horn, man, attend the church you'll charge tomorrow, and keep your hat on so I know that. Toodadoo, tiddadoo.
Yeah.
my girl.
It's time for another Fool's Paradise favorite.
I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. Daddy Rolling Stone. They call me Daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me Daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone. Girl, you think you had loving. Girl, you think you had fun. Well, girl, you ain't had nothing until the daddy comes. And I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me Daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls call my friend Big John. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me Daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone. I ain't known for drinking whiskey. I ain't known for drinking rock. Hear of me by and by. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me Daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce you to a little girl who isn't from the Bronx, Queens, or Staten. And she don't care for Manhattan. This girl is the Jitterbug from Brooklyn.
is your civil defense announcer. The Air Defense Command has just declared a take cover signal. This is not a practice warning, not a drill. An attack by enemy forces is expected at any moment. You must seek the nearest shelter immediately. Take your radio with you.
Mama. Fool's Paradise here, rolling through hour number two on a nice rainy Saturday afternoon. Finish up with the Sparklers 4, something called Stanleyville Stomp. They're on the Rubu record label. Fool's Paradise favorite before that, the great Otis Blackwell. Daddy Rolling Stone on the JD record label. Nice battered copy of that, too. Little Lawrence and the Suspenders. Don't Mess Around. Great one out of Fort Worth on the Franco record label. Jay Nelson in there. Don't You Want a Man Like Me? One of his fine Excello sides. And then we had three from the late, great Lloyd Price. Whoa Ho Ho on the Specialty record label. Such a Mess on his own KRC record label. And Frog Legs. Great one from him. Again on the Specialty record label at the top. We've got the Tempest Storm Memorial Playlist and Comments column. Yeah, that's up and running currently at WFMU.org. And for those of you who've taken the time to join the Fool's Paradise with Rex Facebook page, on occasion we do post things and let you know about some upcoming programming. And this last week, we let you know that here in the program, we acknowledge novelty records by creatures both great and small. And over here in Record Machine 2, we have the Soul 45 by Eddie Carmel, the Jewish giant. And he was subject of a really great radio documentary that I'm sure you could probably find online somewhere. The best part about this record is that it was at his local tavern that he would frequent, and he would quietly get drunk and just pump quarters into the jukebox and play this very record over and over again, his own record, until he drove all the patrons away. So here he is, 8 foot, 9 inch, 545 pound, Eddie Carmel, with, as it says here on the record label, the world's deepest recording voice, something called the Happy Giant, on the Fun 91, WFMU.
Once upon a time there was a monster. Now there are good monsters and there are bad monsters. This was a good monster. He didn't like to scare people and he didn't mind when kids would say, "Go back to your cave, man." He only liked to sing and dance and laugh. But every time he laughed, all the kids ran away. One night, the good monster went to a record hop. He stood outside watching through the second story window. The kids were dancing and having lots of fun. But being a shy monster, he was afraid to go inside and ask anyone to dance with him. He realized that his dancing sometimes got out of hand. So he just stayed outside and listened to the music. monster was lonely out there. He wished he had someone to dance with. Then he saw her. She was beautiful. She had lovely green hair and three big blue eyes. And she was smiling right at him. Suddenly he realized that she was looking through a second story window too. It was the first time he knew that there were lady monsters. And who's this story all about? Why, that little old monster, me.
It's the kind of song that gets you right here.
You jibber jab, bamboozle, nuke and noozle, bippity bop, she calls. You jibber jab, bamboozle, nuke and noozle, bippity bop, she calls. I mean, you keep on talking, but you don't know where to turn it off. Bippity-bop, she called. You jibber-jab, bamboozle, noozle-doozle, bippity-bop, she called. I mean, you keep on talking, but you don't know where to turn. I mean, you keep on talking, but you don't know where to turn it off.
In case you haven't heard, cell block 4 is open. In fact, fellas, we're going to have a little old-fashioned riot!
Serving time for armed robbery. At four o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. When I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. Started in cell block number 4 and spread like fire across the prison floor. I said, okay, boys, get ready to run. Here comes the warden carrying a tommy gun. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. Said, come out with your hands up in the air. If you don't stop this riot, you're all gonna get in jail. All Space Jones said, it's no time to quit. I pass the dynamite, God's abuse is lit. Now we're all back in ourselves, but every now and then.
you on the air. I want to talk to you about a career in broadcasting.
You want to talk to me about a career in broadcasting? You're on the air, man. Go ahead, tell me what you got to say, man.
I'm on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air.
What's this bit about blow your mind?
Listen, man, don't you dig it, baby?
It's okay, but what's this all the time, spitting all over the operators and everything?
Can't you dig it, man?
It's all right, man.
Huh? What do you listen to me for if you don't dig it? Huh?
I can dig it. It's okay, man.
You can dig it?
Yeah.
What's your name, baby?
It's Groovy, man.
What's your name?
Dave Lubner.
Dave Lubner?
Yeah.
How's everything, baby?
With a name like...
Jr., star of Wild Guitar, Ega, and the Sadist, and you're listening to Fool's Paradise with Rex on WFMU.
Hello, Josephine. Ooh, ooh.
Before my eyes,
number get on the wall.
I got a Dionche,
yeah, yeah.
She's having a ball.
Yeah, yeah, having a ball. Number get on the wall.
Guess I'll go somewhere else and make my call. I stopped into the coffee shop feeling blue, wondering what to do. Went in the phone to make my call. The number was up on the wall. I'll go somewhere else and make my call. I went to Freddy's house, asked him for advice. But what I saw, he made me think twice. There in his date book, open by the phone, was the number I called him my own.
How did her phone number get in his book?
Could it be it's not
yeah,
my friend, and I've been
through? Yeah, how did her phone number get on the wall?
Guess I'll check with her at home.
I never had another call.
Get her phone number, get on the wall. I get her phone number, get on the wall.
Hello? Hi, Freddy. How are you?
Freddy again? Oh, no.
Oh, he's just a friend.
What a friend. I'll bet you wrote your phone number on the wall. Every time he calls.
After you've said a few words about the benefits of going without clothes and eating fruit and things, we'll create a different mood. A sort of march. That's it. The march of the nudists.
I'm not a highbrow. I'm not a lowbrow. I'm something new. I'm a no-brow. I'm not a highbrow. I'm not a lowbrow. I'm something new. I'm a no-brow. I'm not a highbrow. I'm not a lowbrow. I'm something new. I'm a no-brow.
mama.
Fool's Paradise here, waiting moments of the program. Finishing up with, well, something else there. Tony Fabry and the Continentals. How did her phone number get on the wall? He asked the musical question. That on the Fabry record label out of Hollywood, California. And that's all I can really say on that one. Before that, the Scorpions' cool take of Hello Josephine had one of the great reissue 45s of a just unknown demo, The Apparitions. She's so satisfying there on the Caped Crusader record label. Cool swipe at Selbrock number 9 from Johnny, Little Johnny that is, and the Rumblers. They're on the Downey record label. Jibba Jab, the great one from Tick and Talk, along with the Howard Biggs Orchestra. That'll take place on the Vic record label. At the top we heard The Good Monster, Eddie Carmel. They're on the Radar record label. Just go to 375 West End Avenue if you want your own copy there on the Radar record label. The Happy Giant. That is the flip side, and perhaps we'll get to that one of these old days. We've got the Tempest Storm Memorial Playlist and Comments column. And yes, at the top, the Boss Groover himself, Todd Ivonic. Todd will be with you until 6 o'clock. So let's make the most of our remaining time. And as we like to say here often on the program, it's Halloween year-round. So let's play a Halloween record. Speaking of rescued old demos, someone at Teen Beat Records over there in the UK had the good sense to reissue this one, and we were more than happy to acquire it. Bobby D, Graveyard Twist, here on the Fun 91
WFMU! Thank you.
Wild Chase to Gotham City this Saturday night at beautiful Motor City Dragway.
From television land, it's the first time anywhere appearance of the Cape Crime Crusaders, one and only Batmobile.
Holy tire smoke, you'll blow your mind when the dynamic duo's legendary Batmobile squares off with Bill Maverick Golden's incredible little red wagon in an explosive all four wheels on the ground best of three feature contest.
You may win a chance to take the wheel of a 67 Hemi Plymouth and take on the top nationally rated super stock team of Sachs and Martin.
Beautiful Motor City Dragway is located 3 miles east of the Edsel Ford Expressway on 26 Mile Road.
Don't miss this once in a lifetime greatest show on earth featuring Batman and Robin's $1 million Batmobile.
Bill Maverick's little red wagon.
The famed Sachs and Martin team with their amazing super stockers.
Plus action in all classes of competition sanctioned by NASCAR.
Final eliminations 8:30 p.m.
Saturday night.
Saturday night at Beautiful Motor City Dragway.
Be there.
In my mirror, and what did I see?
Get him now.
Here came a wildcat catching up to me.
Get him now.
Hey, he zipped around and he gave me a smile, but I had him beat in a quarter of a mile. He's gonna have the face that he shouldn't wanna race at a hot dang
Mustang.
I saw me a stingray a coming round a curve. Oh, the fiberglass Chevy shook out a lot of nerve.
Get him now.
Hey, when I went around him, he was pulling his hair. But I left him standing like a sick Corvair. I'm having you ball, cause I can tell him all a hot thing.
A stang.
I got a 4-barrel car for the 289. And in 36 months, it'll be all mine. It wasn't 5,000, 4,000, even 3, it's just
2368, help hold me.
A GTO was burning up the road.
Get him now.
From the sound of his engine, he was packing quite a load.
Get him now.
I pulled up beside him and I waved goodbye. He looked just like he was ready to try. He shouldn't have been the beat, cause I scalped that cheap hot thing.
Mustang.
I'm beating everybody, there's a nobody meaner. Except the little old lady from a Pasadena.
Get her now.
She's got a super stock Dodge and her hair it's the most. But I've left him standing from a coast to coast. If she wants to win, she'll have to trade it in on a hot dang
Mustang 271.
From this point on, we'll be in voodoo country.
Ha ha ha!
drums are talking to him. Listen, you'll hear him too.
Break it up, show's over.
Yes, sir. All right, let's go, boys. Break it up.
All right. Go home. Come on, home, please. Go home. Go home.
Hey, kid, beat it.
Hey, kid, beat it. How many times you say that to somebody, mister? I mean, like, how many young guys you see walk down the street, you make a remark like that to? Oh, man, we're not all JDs. We don't want to be. But being a JD, that's bad news. But, you know, sometimes we're a little lonely, or we get a little mixed up. And maybe your generation has something to do with it, huh, mister? Maybe. They say that we're too young. Too young to understand, get it? Oh, then, man, they turn us away without even trying to give us a helping hand. You know, sometimes we're lost between these two worlds. They're too blind to see. All they do is frown and say, "Go on, kid, beat it. Don't bother me." And now I got this girl, see, and oh, mister, I love her so. But they just say that love is something I can't know. They tell me my love's a fantasy. A fantasy, and it's not real. Oh, man, now they're telling me just how my heart should feel. Hey, I must sound like some kind of mean cat or something. Oh, mister, don't get me wrong. Oh, man, I love my folks. I mean, like, I dig them right along. But gee, you know, sometimes I wish they try to understand that, oh, man, there's more to us than just sideburns or a rock and roll band. Until they realize what's locked up in our hearts. I guess we'll have to go on playing the same old teenage parts.
Thank you. This is gonna sound crazy, 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 crazy.
I beg you to listen and keep an open mind, 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 mind.
I'm listening.
Now listen closely, 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 closely.
Sorry to hear that.
All right. Hey, listen to this. For 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 this.
And I challenge you to listen.
Listen to the sweetest shaving song ever written.
Say, man, who them two cats over there?
I don't know. Look like two cannibals to me.
Let's creep over there and see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, thanks for listening today. Welcome to Cannibal Stew. I'm broadcasting right now from Morelia, Michoacan, Mexico. And you're all here with me in Mexico for the next hour, sort of. And thank you extra kindly to DJ Henry, who used to host the Record Roulette Club. All the archives are still available through the WFMU website, and he submitted that wonderful remix that we opened the show with today. Thank you, DJ Henry. Everyone else, you're listening to Cannibal Stew on WFMU's Sheena's Jungle Room here every Monday at 3 p.m. And to those who happen to be listening to the rebroadcast on Rock and Soul on Friday mornings, hello to you. And just so you know, this is a rebroadcast. The live show is on Monday afternoons. There was some confusion last week in the comment board, so just thought I would remind you that there's a rebroadcast on Friday. It's not live, and that's why the playlist might seem broken. If you tune in on Fridays, you can find the active playlist always on my playlist homepage.